Joining us now on the Morning Kickstart is NASCAR driver Michael McDowell. Michael, first off, I just want to say thank you for your time here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it has been quite the season for you at Spire Motorsports here this year. What's the season been like for you? How do you sort of feel it's been going?
Yeah, it's not the year that we had hoped for, but there's still a lot of racing left, and that's the good news. I mean, we've had some good moments, and we've had some not so good moments, and I feel like we really had a month there where we just dug ourselves into a hole, but we've been doing a good job here the last 4 or 5 weeks of getting solid finishes, scoring good points, and trying to work our way back into this chase format. So yeah, we still got a lot of racing left this season, and I feel like we're on a good trajectory right now and picking up some momentum. So you always wish you can get redos, but in racing and in life, you don't get that. So you just got to keep pressing forward and trying to make improvements as we go.
Yeah, a couple of back-to-back top 10 finishes. Also had a second place finish this year at Watkins Glen International. Is that where you feel the most comfortable? Is out on the road courses, mixing in those right-hand turns as well?
I mean, I think that, that's my background, right? Before I got into NASCAR racing, I did a lot of, road racing and sports cars and IndyCar and open wheel. And so those are definitely strengths of mine. But I always tell people, because it's kind of funny, is like, I've been in the Cup Series for 20 years. I'm not really a road race guy anymore. What I mean? Like the last 20 years, I've only got to do it a couple times a year. So, that's a skill set that, when you do it week in and week out, you just get very, very good at the timing and visuals and the, braking performance and all those things where they've definitely been strengths of mine, but it's not, I feel just as comfortable going to Chicago this weekend as I did Sonoma, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And your teammate, Carson Hocevar, did pick up a win earlier this year at Talladega. What was that kind of like for that race and watching him take victory lane here this year?
Yeah, it's been a great year for Spire. I mean, Carson and Daniel have done a great job of scoring a lot of points, putting themselves in a very solid position going, into these last 8 races before the chase starts. So, yeah, they've done great and feel, like our team as a whole is doing exactly what they need to do. So it's been fun at Spire. It was awesome to, have Carson get his first win, and then great to see Daniel, win a crown jewel with the Coke 600. So yeah, it's been a great season for Spire. And, we, like I said earlier, we still have a lot of racing left, and we have a lot of big goals to accomplish. And I feel like we're on path to do that.
Yeah, one of those races here remaining on the year. You guys come to our great state here in Iowa. What can you tell me? What are you looking forward to about coming to Newton for the Iowa race here in August?
Well, I mean, it's just a great race. It's a fun racetrack. The fans are awesome. It's a packed house. It's been, the last couple of years there, it's just been so cool to see. And looking forward to, short track racing. And it's been a little bit since we've done short track racing, actually. So, definitely looking forward to Iowa. It's, it's a hot race. It's a hard weekend. But I feel like the track is very challenging, and it's got different surfaces and a lot of bumps, and it's just a fun weekend when you get it right.
Michael McDowell joining us here on the Morning Kickstart at Kicks on 1.1. And Michael, you mentioned of just 8 more races until the chase. What do you feel about the playoff format going back to kind of what it used to be now instead of the win and you're in?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've kind of been on the side of I really enjoyed the win and you're in because of the situation that I've been in over the years where you probably weren't going to point your way in, but you could steal a win and it made your season. And so I thought that was a lot of fun, but that's just my own selfish reasons because that was kind of the situation that I've been in. This is kind of familiar territory for me. I've been right on that cut line, last 3 or 4 years where, you need 10 or 20 points either way to get in. And some years we've been able to do it, some years we haven't. I think as far as the sport as a whole, I like that the way that the format is. I do feel like it's the fairest way of doing it. But it takes a little bit of the excitement and a little bit of the, it takes away a little bit of the, hey, let's just throw caution to the wind and go for it. Don't want to give up that many points, where in years past you would just, I'm not pitting, I'm staying out, let's see right. what happens, you know?
Right. And one of the things that's kind of new to NASCAR, I think it's been there maybe two years or so, is the in-season challenge here, this sort of bracket-style thing. You obviously advanced here into the round of 16. Is that something that you're even conscious of when you're out on the track, or is that something more that's just kind of an extra bonus for you guys in the middle of the season?
Hey, no, I mean, you know who you're racing. I mean, there's $1 million on the line, right? And so you know who you're racing. I don't know. For me, it hasn't changed our strategy, if that makes sense. Like, I wasn't, you know, if last weekend in Sonoma, if Bubba decided to stay out or flip the stage, I don't think we were really playing our strategy off of him, because we were just trying to score as many points as we can and try to win the race. But, you know, you definitely are paying attention to who you're, you know, matched up against. And, you know, when I didn't have a real battle with him throughout the weekend, so... it wasn't on the, you know, the very forefront of my mind, where, you know, this weekend, obviously going to Chicago, I'm paired up with Chase Elliott. That's going to be a tough match. And so you're going to know, and you're going to pay more attention to where they're at and what they're doing and where they're running and strategy wise. But yeah, I think it's fun. I think it creates some, you know, what do you want to call it? Like midsummer drama,
yeah.
And create some cool opportunities for guys to get, you know, some exposure maybe that wouldn't. You know, I just think about Ty Dillon last year. That was a lot of fun to watch him keep busting the bracket. And, you know, so hopefully, you know, we can have some cool moments like that this year in the 71 and keep moving along, keep advancing.
Absolutely. Well, Michael, we wish you the best of luck, both in the in-season challenge and moving forward through the rest of the year. Like you said, looking to get that third Spire Motorsports car into victory lane to join your teammates Carson Hocevar and Daniel Suarez. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Best luck the rest of the season, and we'll see you here in Iowa in about a month.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.